One of the outsized names in Congress will not be back next year. Democratic Representative Dennis Kucinich was defeated in Ohio's primary this past Tuesday. Another Congress member, Marcy Kaptur, beat Kucinich for the Democratic nomination. And Marcy Kaptur now turns her sights to the November election, where she'll challenge a Republican opponent with a familiar face and a famous moniker, Joe the Plumber. From member station WKSU, Kevin Niedermeyer reports.
Kaptur and Kucinich battled each other in the primary because their districts were redrawn, putting them in competition. Now Kaptur, the senior Democrat on the powerful House Appropriations Committee, takes her reputation for bringing home federal dollars into a face-off with Sam Wurzelbacher. He became a celebrity in 2008 when he questioned candidate Barack Obama about his tax plan during a campaign stop.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
Well, here's what's going to happen.
After that event, Wurzelbacher picked up the nickname Joe the Plumber and reminds people of that working class status by wearing a plaid flannel shirt, work pants, and boots at many campaign appearances. He reached the general election by defeating auctioneer Stephen Krause in Tuesday's Republican primary. The district he and Kaptur are trying to win was designed by Ohio Republican lawmakers to be heavily Democratic to protect Republican chances in other parts of the state. Kaptur expects to win because Wurzelbacher is so out of step with her constituents.
Well, you know, I think if you look at the primary results, he had a very, very tough primary campaign. He barely made it through. So I think he's going to have his own issues dealing with the electorate as he moves forward. And I think the nature of the district is quite different than his value set.
But Wurzelbacher disagrees that being a political minority in the Democratic district is a disadvantage.
Democrat, Republican, that's something that the media uses to try to divide us as Americans. I live in a very large, obviously, Democratic community, a lot of union members, all really good friends of mine. And, you know, we agree on a lot of things. And ultimately, what it comes down to, we want jobs, we want security, we want stability. So that's how I plan to get my message out there, is let them know I'm not working for the Republican Party or Republicans. I'm working for the American people, and that includes all of us.
Wurzelbacher calls himself a conservative and campaigns on lower taxes, protecting the Constitution, and strengthening national security. And he was endorsed by former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain. In the primary, Wurzelbacher spent just under $60,000 and will likely be heavily outspent by Kaptur in the general election. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer.